First of all, we are not surprised by the findings and statements of the UN Special Procedures. Those of us who work here will tell you that these statements, late as may have come in the process, reflect the broader concerns around election violence, disappearances, and extrajudicial killings by the Ugandan government in the period leading up to the election, during the election, and after the election. So we welcome the statement, but think that those statements, important as they are, must be accompanied with real meaningful actions in terms of engagement with the Ugandan government and efforts to hold to account individuals or agencies of the state that were involved in the acts of human rights violations in this time.
As part of the engagement, what else do you think the UN human rights experts can do, or even the UN can do, to see some changes that some of you human rights defenders and lawyers and opposition groups are seeking from the government?
The United Nations is an intergovernmental organization. So admittedly, they have to act in accordance with the political interests of the state or member states of the UN. But in so doing, the UN must examine the work of its agencies. For instance, UNDP in Uganda is knee-deep with a repressive regime in terms of programs, in terms of support to the government. The UN must conduct an internal review to ensure that not a single dollar of the UN is being used to facilitate this violation. That would be an important first step. The second step is that the UN must raise this concern as an important matter in New York, at the UN headquarters, at the United Nations in New York. It is baffling that Uganda is posing or posturing as a key member of the UN Friends of the Rule of Law, and yet back home here is engaged in acts of heinous, grave human rights violation. So Uganda must be put to task at the UN level. This matter must be raised with the General Assembly, but also must be raised at the UN Security Council, because this is in fact a matter that impacts on global safety and security. We are building a society that might recline into violence.
Some people are suggesting that those who are falling foul of the law have sought to undermine Uganda's territorial integrity and political stability. And that is why the law enforcement and by extension, some of the security organizations are cracking down on them just to ensure that the rest of Uganda remains peaceful. How do you react to that?
The vast majority of people who are shot and killed, and indeed the vast majority of people who are now imprisoned or have disappeared, are people who are not involved in any criminality, but were rather people engaged in peaceful political protest. To paint all of them with a broad brush as rioters, as saboteurs, would be to undermine and delegitimize the legitimate work that we are doing around the election. And so the broad statement by the Ugandan government that seeks to demonize people who are in fact involved in a political process must be repeated, and there must be a pushback against it. Secondly, there is no doubt that there were individuals who were involved in acts of criminality. Those individuals must be investigated. But that does not justify a blanket, widespread abduction and disappearances of many young people predominantly involved with opposition activities in the country.
So if they are not cooperating to exercise their constitutional right and they are destabilizing the country, causing trouble, supporters of the government say the government has a constitutional right and mandate to protect life and property, and that is simply what they are doing. Your take?
The government has the legal and legitimate rights to maintain law and order, and individuals who are breaking the law must be brought to account. That is no carte blanche to the government applying extrajudicial means in enforcing the law. Regardless of whatever somebody may have been involved in, if government indeed perceives them to be engaged in acts that are criminal, they have to arrest them lawfully, subject them to due process.